Superintendent Robert Boyle expressed optimism about the ongoing school district budget process, a topic of much discussion for the last couple of months.
Our budget is in very good shape for FY14. All the programs and personnel are ready to go.
The Borough Assembly has approved a budget that includes a little more than $8 million for the school district. That amount was $300,000 more than the board had been expecting. The Assembly's additional contribution, combined with about $300,000 more than initially expected from the state, will help to avert widely feared cuts to staff and activities. Not all school board members were content with the developments, however. Board member Colleen Scanlon drew attention to the budget passed by the school board in April. That budget did not include some items the board believed should be paid by, or at least negotiated with, the borough. Those items include snow removal at certain schools, building insurance on school buildings, and contractual services for use of borough facilities, such as the Aquatic Center. Scanlon notes that the budget approved by the Assembly included those items.
Doesn't putting those back into this budget, I mean, we voted to have those taken out of this budget and negotiated at a later time. Doesn't that kind of go against what we voted against? I just still have a real issue with the insurance thing and the snow removal one. I understand we need insurance, but again, they own the buildings, not us.
Superintendent Boyle pointed out that the ordinance approved by the Borough Assembly included those items. If the school board took issue with a difference, he said, it could jeopardize the entire budget ordinance, including the $300,000 for the district. Also Wednesday, the school board approved a grant application for the No Child Left Behind funds. The grant, in the form of Title I and Title II funds, would total a little less than $800,000. Though the grant application will be revised many times before its final submission, Curriculum Director Linda Hardin notes that those funds likely will be less than previous years due to sequestration. Principal Casey Robinson of Schoenbar Middle School also briefed the board on the ongoing investigation of last month's hacking incident at that school. He says that due to continuing upgrades to the computers after students had gained remote control of other machines on the server, students in Schoenbar's one-to-one program were unlikely to have their computers returned this year. Board member Stephen Bradford suggested that a report be prepared on the effect of the loss of those computers to the children's education, calling it a good case study on the success of the one-to-one program. The board also celebrated a number of outgoing school district employees. Superintendent Boyle presented a plaque to some retirees who were present at the meeting. Robert Hammer, a physical education teacher at K-High who has served the district since 1979, reminisced about his experiences.
I have enjoyed many interactions with so many parents and their children during this time and feel honored with all the memories that I will take with me. Over the years, the phrase gym time was changed to mean hammer time.
The board also reaffirmed that the K-High graduation will take place this Sunday. The ceremony starts at 2 p.m. in the school gymnasium. In Ketchikan, I'm Sean Carlson.